Recording left there and then right.
Good evening for Monday, July 10th, at 12:09 a.m. This is Mika Paikala for the DCNightOut.com vlog and podcast. I'm coming to you from the Hyatt Regency in Jacksonville, Florida, attending the American Council of the Blind Convention, and it's my pleasure to present to you very shortly a replay of the BITS Vendor Technology Showcase, where you'll be able to hear from 18 leading vendors in the AT, or assistive technology, field, and kind of what's new and what's hot in their companies. I had to look up what BITS stood for, as I did not know, and it turns out it's the Blind Information Technology Specialists, vis-a-vis the computer division of the American Council of the Blind. In the show notes found at www.dcnightout.com, you'll be able to find these vendors' websites, and in some cases some brief notes that I wrote down with each of the presentations, or some of them. Now, BITS did record this themselves directly off of the sound system, and if you become a member of BITS, you can get that on cassette. My recording here was just done using my Lenovo ThinkPad X60S, which I really like, and I'll tell you about in another podcast. And the sound quality is pretty good, but you do hear the hard drive clicking away a little bit as I was just previewing this. The audio file of the showcase that I got is about 2 hours and 13 minutes. I would say that I recorded about 90 to 95% of the program. Initially, I had thought of maybe recording 1 minute of each vendor's presentation, but not all of them are going to capture the essence or the everything in that first 1 minute, so I moved more towards just kind of recording the whole thing with a few gaps here and there. So I'm going to get right to this in a few minutes. We have had a sort of a hiatus of shows here at DCNightOut.com, so now there'll probably be a blitz of shows. I guess when it rains, it pours, so look for more shows coming up. If you'd like to send us any comments or feedback, you can either send an email to editor@DCNightOut.com or call our comment line at 206-202-1114. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to present to you this 2006 BITS Vendor Technology Showcase. And before I turn it over to the recording of the showcase, I do have to tell you that I have the opportunity and privilege to attend a number of these AT, or assistive technology, both consumer and professional conferences. And this particular vendor showcase, which BITS and Frank Welty puts together, is really one of the best forums or seminars at any of these events that I have gone to in recent years. You have 18 companies here, and you get to hear about 5 or 10 minutes of kind of the leading edge technology for each one. And at most other shows and conferences, if you wanted to hear from 18 companies about what they were doing, you would have to schlep around the exhibit hall, and you wouldn't get as cogent a presentation as you get here. Or you'd have to maybe go to a presentation 3 hours long, you know, for each of the 18 companies. So this is really a great forum. It's, I think, one of the highlights of the ACB convention that I look forward to. And I learned a lot, even though I sort of follow this field. Lately, I've been a little bit more into the podcasting, but I do follow this field, and I still learned a lot, so I'm confident that you will as well, and hopefully you'll find the program enjoyable. So without further ado, I will let you now hear the BITS Vendor Technology Showcase. So good night from Jacksonville, Florida, and look for additional programming shortly on DCNightOut.com. Thank you.
Everyone, I'm Anne Marie Cook from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. And boy, have we got news. It's bye-bye Beep Tones. By this convention next year, RFB&D will have the first major shift in technology in about 35 years, and that is audio cassettes will no longer be available from us. Your books will be on DAISY 2.02 audio CDs. So we're really excited about that. If there's a book now that you like on analog and you've used it a lot and you want to have it converted and it hasn't been already, we have analog to digital on demand. So we'll check it out, make sure it's electronically in good shape, and then make it a CD for you. Has everybody here seen the new Daisy audio format?
Yep.
Yes? Because I bought a machine, and just to give you a little quick refresher, hopefully it'll
work. Oh, well, you can get your reader.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Can we just take this off? I got it.
Play, stop, no disc.
I'm going to wander the wireless mic over for you.
Sure.
Processing. Book T.
When you get your...
RFBND Audio Plus will be limited exclusively to registered RFBND members. Any other use is strictly prohibited by law. Please enter your RFBND personal identification number to confirm that you are a current member and that you agree to the restrictions of copyright and the terms and conditions of...
7. 2. Oops. Wrong validation code. Enter validation code. 7, 3, 2, 3. Correct validation code. Book key. Processed.
Now, you know, because publishers are really thinking about the use of...
The next speaker is here is Jim Denham from Optilec. Jim, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, come on up there.
Hey, Jim.
Just come up the center aisle, turn left. Oh, here you are. You don't even need a GPS to find us.
Approaching just not that far. Right.
Directly behind you now.
Got it.
Okay, trip over it.
Looks like Jason with a podium up here. You should know this place. Yeah, you should, but good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm Jim Dunham. I'm with Optilec USA. First of all, before I forget this, we are in booth 10 and 11, and you should all stop by because we have chocolate.
Yeah.
It's all about food. We have a couple really exciting new things we're showing this year in the booth, a couple really exciting new products. The first of which I'm going to hold up right now, for those of you who can see, this is an EasyLink 12. Those of you who were here last year, you heard me talk about EasyLink, which was just a keyboard. Now we have EasyLink with a Braille display. For those of you who weren't here last year, EasyLink is basically, think of it as a Braille remote control. Braille input, and now with EasyLink 12, Braille output, that connects to a variety of different devices and allows you to control them right from this little small keyboard. This is smaller than a videotape and very lightweight and has 12 cells of refreshable Braille. Allows you to connect to a PDA that's running either one of the PDA screeners such as Pocket HAL or MobileSuite Pocket, or our PDA software, which is Pocket Write, which is a simple PDA application. Gives you 6 functions, which is a word processor, email, calendar, contacts, task, and there's one more that I'm forgetting. So it allows you to control those devices on a PDA. It also connects to a cell phone, Symbian cell phones running the MobileSpeak cell phone software, which we also sell, and allows you to control those with this little keyboard, and also allows you to control a PC. So all with this little device, you can control all those things with just one little Braille keyboard. We have a brand new product in the booth this year as well that's not shipping yet, but will be in a month or so. And called the Elva Braille Controller. Very exciting product. It's a 40-cell Braille display, and it basically allows you the same connectivity as the EasyLink 12, but it has more cells, so 40 cells. It will also allow you to do Braille input into a computer, so it has 8 Braille input keys. It also has audio speakers on it, which I think is a really cool thing. You can actually listen to the audio from your PC on your Braille display wirelessly over the Bluetooth connection. It has a gigabyte of internal storage, so you can store your files on there. It has a small note taker, so just the ability to take quick notes, kind of like a notepad. It's nothing really fancy, but it's just a small little, you know, note taker. You can jot down a quick note or a phone number right into your PDA. So it's kind of a combination of a Braille display with some PDA. So therefore, we can do two things. We can keep the quality of the Braille really high. We've got very sharp, very good feeling Braille. And we also can keep the cost of the Braille down. So we're looking at a price for a 40-cell display of $49.95 for a wireless display, which you can't beat that.
Somebody going to the floor?
No.
Okay. Is Janina Saika in the room? Okay, not just yet. How about Mark Mulcahy? Oh, we're a little there. We're just a couple of minutes ahead of schedule, so I'm sure they'll be here momentarily. Oh, who's that? Is that Mark?
Yep.
Okay, come on, Mark. This is Mark Mulcahy from, tell you about your company, Mark.
Level Star.
Level Star, a newcomer to our gathering today. And we're excited with some new products he has to tell us about. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Mark Mulcahy, and I'm with, as Frank said, a new company called Level Star. And I'm blind myself, and I'm one of the founders. And so I'd like to take a couple of minutes here to tell you first about our company and then about our products. I'm a blind guy, as I said, and I've been using note takers for a long time. I use them all the way through school. So about 2 years ago, it's a small family company. My dad and my brother and I got together and wanted to form a company to build something new and to really advance the state of the art of note takers. And when I think about note takers, I think about a few things. One is that I remember when I was in school, note takers are great, but I never used to carry them around with me because they're so big. And PDAs are great, but they're too small to efficiently enter information. And the third thing is that all this stuff is really great, except it doesn't give me enough storage. I have to carry around all kinds of flashcards and everything else. And so we set out with those three ideas to design this brand new note-taker PDA system called the Icon. It's a two-part design. We have a Braille keyboard and a QWERTY keyboard version of the docking station. It's about 12 inches by 7 inches or so by about an inch and a half thick at the thickest point. We've really thought a lot about ergonomics and usability, so we didn't go small, we went usable. So the QWERTY keyboard, for example, has full-size keys, it's normal travel, has a full numbers row, and has function keys. It also has a unique feature that nobody else has, which is a fold-out wrist rest. So if you're going to use it for a long time, you've got a really comfortable way to work with your information. The docking stations give you internet connectivity. We've got a 10BASE-T connection, dial-up modem, USB ports, and extra batteries. The second part of our system is a completely accessible handheld device that slides completely inside the docking station. But when you want to use it, you flip a lever and back, and the handheld device slides out. You can carry it with you. It has its own batteries and its own stereo speakers. And it's really the heart of the unit, the text-to-speech and the processor and everything that's built in. But to fix the storage problem that I mentioned, we've included a 30-gigabyte hard drive in the handheld device. And really the design of this product is that if you're sitting in class or you're at a desk, we've given you a comfortable way to type, enter information, do word processing, type a lot of emails, and stay connected to the internet. But when you're out and about, you pop this little handheld device out, stick it in your pocket or your purse. It's got a built-in MP3 player, so you've got all your music with you. It's got a built-in Bookshare support right now. We're working on Daisy 3 and 2, so you've got all your digital books with you. The handheld device also has our built-in Wi-Fi connection, so whether it's in your docking station or whether you've got it in your pocket, you can stay connected to the internet. So that's really the basics of our new system. The price for the Icon handheld device and either a Braille or a QWERTY docking station is $1,750 US. So that's pretty much what we have and what we're showing. We'd love to have everybody stop by booth 29. We're giving away free earbuds, so you can always use a pair of those. If anybody has any questions, I'd love to answer them.
Anybody here looking for questions?
Brian.
Okay, is that Karen Campbell there? It's Karen. Here I come, Karen.
You can't thank you very much for being here, but
you're done.
Thank you.
Mark,
earbuds for headphones, can that unit be used with other types of headphones? Not everyone uses earbuds. For example, someone who wears, like myself, who wears hearing aids, I can't use earbuds.
No, absolutely. The Icon handheld device has a standard headphone jack and a headset jack for what you use on a cell phone, as well as a stereo microphone jack. So,
Frank.
Okay, did somebody else come?
Frank, right by the door.
Way back by the door. Maybe not up here in
the
front.
Front row.
I thought I was going to take a hike here. Okay.
Keep busy.
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
He's got it right there. Oh, there you are.
Hi, this is Mika Paikala, and I'd like to ask basically what type of internet connectivity the device has, either docked or undocked, as far as support for perhaps email, web browsing, or media. Thank you.
So when you're docked, you have a 10BASE-T Ethernet connection. There's also a dial-up modem built into the docking station. And then the handheld device has an 802.11b wireless connection built into it. And that's obviously accessible and usable whether it's in your docking station or whether you have it and you're just using it as a handheld device. We're including an email program which supports POP3 and secure POP3. Supports folders for your email as well as filters, so you can sort messages that you receive into various folders. We are in the process of bringing our web browser online right now, and it will, one way or another, it will support JavaScript, so you ought to be able to do most of the common things that you want to do on our websites. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Next question?
Okay. We're still doing some testing. On the handheld device, for example, if you're playing MP3s from the hard drive, using the internal speakers, we're getting about 6 hours of runtime. In the docking station, the battery is about 4 times the size of that's in the handheld device. We don't think it'll be 24 hours, but we're hoping to be in the 15-hour range when it's docked.
No, we're doing so well on time. I think we can squeeze in one more question. Any takers?
Frank.
You want to get that?
That's me.
Yes,
holding back. I just wanted to clarify with the handheld unit, you've just got MP3, email, and internet. Is there any other functionality in it? Or have I
basically, everything that's accessible when it's docked is accessible when you have it in your hand. Essentially, I probably should have described it a little better.
But yeah, like what the everything.
The handheld device is about 3 inches by 5 inches by a little under an inch thick. It has a standard telephone-style keypad as well as some navigation keys for the menus and to access various things. So basically, you're not going to do a lot of data entry. We support entering text like you would on a cell phone. But you can access your MP3s, your books. Your address book is accessible. You can schedule your appointments. It has built-in voice recorders, so you can take quick voice notes. That's kind of the idea with the handheld. You can, of course, check your email because it's got the Wi-Fi connection, and you can do some simple web browsing. You probably want to browse your favorites. You probably want to edit too many long web addresses with it.
You could WordPress if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome to our... Is Yanina Saika in the room?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Yanina Saika from Capital Accessibility in Washington, D.C., I think. Are we changing tapes? He's testing the tape. Okay, we can do that. Again, while testing.
Test this.
There
yes,
you go.
It works. Very
yes.
good.
And while we have a free moment, remember, if you want to buy one of our wonderful Bits 50/50 tickets with Braille on them, just calling people and walking around, and I'll sell you one.
You're giving away an Icon there?
We're doing a 50-50 raffle. You might get your dinner tonight.
Giving away half the
That's important, too.
And
that
is true. And there's already some money in the pot, so we're off to
good start. Maybe.
Okay, how are you doing there, Rob?
Yeah, just fine. Go ahead.
Okay, take it away, Yanina.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, everyone, for the invitation to be here. I'm very delighted to be here on behalf of the Talking Screenless cell phone. It's the OASIS 22C. It's made in Spain, if you've heard about it. And we decided, you know, how do we distinguish this from the other phones that's out there? Well, let's talk about the number one thing it hasn't, got. Because if we say it's screenless, well, you know, you guys are probably going to understand immediately without us saying much more that this must have been built for blind people. And in fact, that's the case. I mean, if you go trolling out on the web and put in screenless phone, you'll find us. We're there. We're in the number one search that comes up under Google. You read further down on that Google hits list and you find out that there's been some blog discussion of who would ever build a phone without a screen. What a wacky thing to do. Hello. What's wrong with having a phone that delivers for a population that hasn't been served? Yes, I know we've got screen readers on other phones. There are other things that make this phone special. The buttons. If you haven't felt the buttons in your own hand, you don't know what I'm talking about. You've got to come by. You've got to at least feel what this feels like in your hand to use, because it's extremely easy to use.
Hey, they're real buttons.
They really are real buttons. I typically hold it in my left hand, especially if I'm out there on the street and I'm swinging my cane and I've got my briefcase and purse hanging over my shoulder and I've just stopped at the store to pick up some milk, you know, because I needed to get some on the way home and I'm not sure where my ride is. I need to get this phone call out and there's traffic noise and stuff. I hold it in my left hand and I just sort of dial with my left thumb. And I don't make very many mistakes because even with just that much feeling around, it's easy to find them. Let me describe very briefly. There's the usual, what would you expect? You know, the 12-key keypad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, the 5 has a nice little nib right in the middle of it. And it's even different shaped than the other buttons on the 12-key keypad to really kind of try to make sure that you get it as fast as possible. That's the 5 right there. So, and immediately above 1, 2, and 3, you know, above the 1 and above the 3, there's sort of bilateral symmetry going on here, sort of a half moon, cut out square, whatever, just the opposite of each other, because yes, indeed, above the 1, as you would expect on a phone, right? We've known this about phones for a while. Yes, send, select that, I call it the make it so button. Multiple functions wherever you happen to be, and of course above the 3, oops, get me out of there, cancel that. I'm so glad you asked that. It's not just because it's a Linux phone, that's not the real reason. The real reason is, yes, it can. The answer to the short answer is yes, absolutely, and the manufacturer thought about that in the design. The real reason this could become a CDMA phone is that all they have to do is use one different part in the manufacturing process. The transceiver in this phone, okay, this is a techie crowd, I can do this, right? There's a transceiver in here, this is really a radio, a two-way radio, right? Every phone's a radio, yeah. So it's made by a company in France called Wavecom. They're a major manufacturer of transceivers for handheld devices, and they have an exact drop-in replacement CDMA. So instead of, you know, building GSM as it comes down the assembly line, you just build CDMA. You just pick the part from the other bin. Obviously, everybody in this room knows that that isn't all you have to do. You also have to do a little bit of software work, which you only have to do it once. Then you can have a CDMA phone or a GSM phone. The difference is, and here's where we have to do some old-fashioned strategy and lobbying and activism. All right, the reason I believe that the first accessible phones were GSM phones is not that they came out of Europe. The reason that the first accessible cell phones were GSM phones is that there's consumer power with GSM because of that SIM card. You don't need the phone company's cooperation to build an accessible phone. Build the phone you want to have, go down to the local Singular, T-Mobile store, whoever's GSM in your country, pick up a SIM card for $20, whatever. Pop that SIM in the phone and see how it does. The phone company doesn't like you, tough. You can't do that with Sprint. If they're not engaged with you and want to cooperate, you're not bringing up a phone on the CDMA network. And that's the reason. So we need Verizon's cooperation. Would it be expensive? It would cost them some money. I think maybe they've had enough experience with LG at this point to realize that they don't want to keep reinventing the same talking phone wheel every 6-9 months when LG needs to cycle to the newer and sexier model of phones. You know, maybe they'd like just a basic phone to keep around. We're going to try this argument with them. So far, no bites. But, you know, those of you that are Verizon customers, tell them this makes sense. They can have a phone with a better shelf life that really delivers value. There's nothing on this phone that doesn't talk. It is really a highly accessible phone. And this could be Verizon's phone for what is essentially paperclip money. I'm talking, my guess is somewhere between $200,000 to
$300,000. Yanina, that's nothing. Who would people contact to lobby for this at Verizon? Do you want them to contact
any specific? I should have somebody off the top of my head, and I don't. I would list of, you know, 255 contact people.
Right.
I would start on that.
Now, remember, folks, that tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, we're going to have a panel discussion just on cell phones. We can follow up further tomorrow on that kind of thing very much. Janina, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, everyone.
And our next presenter is an old friend, Jonathan Mosen. Are you here, Jonathan?
I'm here.
There you are. All right.
He's found it.
He is there.
That's the door. Yeah.
That's right.
You just have to bear with me because in the process of flipping my brown note from around my neck, I've also flipped my browser. Won't be for the first or last time, I'm sure. So, good afternoon, everybody. We have a lot of things to tell you about at HumanWare. Firstly, let me tell you about the goodies, because on Friday at the banquet, HumanWare will be doing a couple of drawings, and I'll be playing Santa Claus, which is wonderful. I have been eating lots of burgers and fries to kind of look the part. We have a voice note Empower, which we will be giving away to somebody on Friday night at the banquet, and also a Maestro. And you can go to our booth, I'll give you the details at the end of the presentation, and just fill in your name and details, and you're in the draw. You don't have to be... Let's see what else we... Oh, we also have some Braille Note workshops taking place this week. They have not made it in the program, but hopefully we'll get it in the newspaper. But they begin at 1 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Boardroom 1. For the first couple of hours, we'll have the US Braille Note product specialist, Matthew Janisoskis, there. So if you haven't had hands-on the latest Braille Note, we keep making changes and improvements. We've got the Braille Note Empower, of course, which gets better all the time. You can use a unit, you can answer questions. If you are a Braille Note user, but you want to have some specific tasks discussed, then Matthew can help you with that. And then I'll be along to talk about and demonstrate some of the new features in Keysoft as well as other products. Louis will be here to talk about Maestro 2.0 as well. So that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 1 in Boardroom 1. It goes through till 4, but you're welcome to pop in and out as you see fit. We are also going to be demonstrating at that presentation Keysoft 7.2, and just to briefly run down what's coming early in the fourth quarter. HumanWare, of course, are the Victor Reader people, and we're very pleased to say that one of the real tangible demonstrations of the new HumanWare for customers is here, because Victor Reader technology comes to Keysoft in 7.2, and the Book Reader now fully supports DAISY. One of the wonderful things about this is the way that you can read newspapers from Bookshare. We're a little bit thin on the ground in terms of audio material in the US right now, and we are having some really constructive dialogue with IFBND about potentially supporting their content. It won't be in 7.2, but we're continuing to have excellent discussions with them. But you can go onto Bookshare, download a DAISY book of the latest newspaper of your choice, and it's wonderful because it's the closest thing that I have seen to a sighted person reading a newspaper. You can browse by section. So for example, it's like moving through menus in Keysoft. You see news, sports, entertainment, whatever. You choose your section by pressing enter, then you have another list of articles. You press enter on the article you want and you're instantly there. It's magnitudes faster than reading a newspaper on the web, because you don't have to wait for pages to load. And of course, the nice thing about DAISY on the Braille Note is that for those books that contain both Braille and audio, you can choose to have your book with a human narrator or with text, with Eloquence or Keynote Gold Speech or in Braille. An example of this, of course, is if you are reading Shakespeare, for instance. You're a kid at school and you're studying Shakespeare. Somehow, Eloquence saying, to be or not to be, that is the question. It really doesn't do it. And so you can have some famous actor reading the narration, and you can follow along on the Braille display. So it's very exciting. We also have stats, statistics, for those in educational or analysis settings. We've got a really great implementation of statistics in the calculator, where you can save and load data sets and perform a range of functions on those data sets. We've made some changes to Braille display reading, so you can maximize your real estate when you're reading. And we also have email signatures and a few other goodies as well. We've released a maintenance release available for free to anybody who's currently running QSoft 7. That fixes a couple of issues. You can download it off humanware.com, or we can upgrade you at the booth if you have your Braille note with you and it's already running version 7. On the Maestro front, Maestro 2.0 is almost here. Maestro is our product that runs on a standard PDA. We have chosen a couple, the HP and the Dell. And there are some great new features in Maestro 2.0. The thing about using this solution is that if it's available, you know it's 100% accessible, because it's not using screen reading technology. It's an environment that we put together for maximum efficiency on a PDA device, including that really innovative keyboard input system where you can type information as if you're texting, or you can type information as if you are brailing. And you can also use a QWERTY or Bluetooth keyboard, or a Braille keyboard, the Key Maestro, or a standard QWERTY keyboard. In Maestro 2, we have Wi-Fi there now. That was a popular request from users. Also an email client, a media player, which has been written with blind people in mind, that we've made some changes there so that now in the media player, it remembers your place in each file. So that's great if you're listening to MP3 or Windows Media audio books. And of course, if you're familiar with Pocket PC, you will be familiar with the Today screen. We've implemented that. That'll be familiar to PDA users. There's lots more, so do take a look at Maestro 2.0, which is very, very imminent. MobileSpeak Pocket is new to the Humanware line. This is a product from Code Factory. You heard Jim Denham talking about the Symbian version. MobileSpeak Pocket means that you can take a PDA, which is running Pocket PC Windows Mobile 2003 Second Edition, or Windows Mobile 2005, and then run your Pocket Skype, your Pocket MSN Messenger, your Pocket Outlook, all of those applications, and use it on a standard PDA. Now, the exciting thing about this from my point of view is that we now offer a completely accessible solution, not just a few functions that talk, but a completely accessible solution for Verizon and Sprint customers who want to use a cell phone that really does talk and give you all the features. This is because there are a number of Pocket PC-based devices out there using Verizon and Sprint. In fact, I heard a story last week. Somebody said that they managed to pick up a phone for $29 through, I think, eBay or letstalk.com, one of those sites, on a 2 or 3 year contract. They got MobileSpeak Pocket from us for $5.25. They had their PDA, accessible cell phone, the whole works, for under $600. We also have the Braille Connect line of Braille displays. This is new. When you're using your MobileSpeak Pocket or a cell phone, we have a 12 Sal Perkins style input. It's very, very small, goes in your pocket, has a vibrating alarm, which is not only great for deaf-blind people, but also if you have alarms set on your PDA or you want the Braille display to advise you when the phone is ringing. And because of the Braille input, you can completely control your PDA device with the Braille Connect 12. The 40 feels quite similar in a way to the Braille Note PK in terms of its keys, and that's suitable, obviously, for really serious heavy-duty Braille display use with a laptop. So there's a lot that is new. We are in booths 39 and 40. The website is www.humanware.com. And if I haven't overexceeded my quota, I'm happy to take any questions.
I have time for just one. Right, you're way over here. Here we go.
I'm a Mexican of violent Frank's rule. Two quickie. First of all, Jonathan, as a Humanware guy, have you figured out how a person with a Braille Note BT can get on this internet service in this hotel?
No, I haven't. I think that what's happening is that there is some page that is launching with some JavaScript or something like that. I don't know, has anyone tried it with other Pocket Internet Explorer-based devices? Is it working? It may be a sort of Pocket IE issue, I'm not sure, but I agree, it's a bit of a challenge there.
The other question I have is, you mentioned some of the things coming in 7.2, and you probably have heard me ask this question before, or at least my better half. Are you looking towards a TTY solution for the Braille Note family of products, like Freedom has done with the FS TTY product for the PacMate?
Yes, most certainly. And we're actively in dialogue with the deafblind community, and I think that people will be very impressed with what's coming.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Is Seth Blond in the room?
No, it's
Jim Eisner. Oh, Jim, that'll work. Come on up, Jim. This is Jim Eisner from Beyond Sight, and he's going to tell us what's new with Beyond Sight. Come on up, Jim. And thank you very much, Jonathan. And we're doing very well in our time, by the way. Getting up there, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get up to the head table, just follow the head table to your left, and it'll take you right to the podium. There you go. Just follow the table along. To your left. The podium's right there at the end.
Beyond Sight's been around since 1989. We're actually one of the first retail stores for the low vision and blind. We have over 1,000 different products for low vision and blind. So what we do is we show a lot of different products of the same type of products. Like you come into our store and see different CCTVs, portables, transportables, traditionals, and you compare side by side. We also have our own line of CCTVs, also our own line of, they're called Visionary, that's KLK, and desktops. And what makes them unique is that we are using an OEM screen reader, WindowEyes. It's a full version of WindowEyes, but it's just considerably cheaper. It's $400 instead of $795. So for example, we have an economy laptop that would sell for $1,295 with WindowEyes Pro on it, or $895 without. We also have the Visionary Laptop LT, which is light, and it's only 3.1 pounds. It has built-in combo drive, 512 megs of RAM, 60GB hard drive. Everything's built in for convenience, and one of the big features that we've done in all of our laptops is giving you the power to control everything. So, for example, a person who wants to save on battery can turn off the monitor with a keystroke, turn off the mouse with a keystroke, because that mouse just gets in the way of your hands. You can also turn off and on the Wi-Fi card with a keystroke, up and down the volume. You have complete control over the total PC. We do 28 different things to the operating system to make it more speech-friendly. If you have your own screen reader, we'll install it for free for you. We also have the most inexpensive desk talk out on the market. You can now buy WindowEyes Pro with a computer that has a combo drive fully loaded for only $995. So what we're trying to do again is to make things more affordable for blind people. If you buy a computer from us, then we can also do an OEM version of Kurzweil. So we can offer an OEM version of Kurzweil with scanner for only $695. We're also offering Cicero, which is using the same recognition engine as Kurzweil and OpenBook, and it's only $495. So again, we're trying to find innovative ways to save blind people money. If you come by our booth, we have other people's products too. We have, like for example, Braille Sense, which is a Braille note taker similar to the, which is the newest barcode reader. And a lot of people come up to us and say, well, I really can't afford to buy it new. So we also have a used section. So for example, we have a used ID made for under $700 used. We have the Maestro Trekker packages like HumanWare carries. We're a HumanWare dealer for the Trekker Maestro package. We even have a used Trekker right now for $700. So a lot of people who can't afford to buy new, use sometimes works very well for people. Beyond Sight's been in business since 1989, so we've been around a long time. And we have a website at beyondsight.com. I'll open it up for questions.
Is our representative from AI Squared telling us the latest news with Zoom Tech?
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Scott Moore from AI Squared, and I'm here today to tell you where we're at with our current line of ZoomText products. For those of you who can see, I've got a few items, I'll roll up as we go along. So I think the first and most important news to tell you about with ZoomText is the 9.0 release, ZoomText 9.0, that came out last fall. for both ZoomText Magnifier and ZoomText Magnifier Reader. There were five key major improvements in the product that you should know about. First of all, our new XFont technology. And explain what that is. It's a new way of magnifying the text on the screen. It's quite a departure from the way ZoomText and other magnifiers have been doing it. And that is, rather than magnifying pixels on the screen, which will become jagged as the larger you make them, we actually, what that means is at any magnification level, you get perfectly clear, readable text, as sharp as it would be in print even. And the bonus for that is for a lot of ZoomText users, what this means is those who were running on a previous version of ZoomText at, say, 6x, now find that the text clarity at any magnification level, maybe 4 or 3, or in some cases, we get people report they've gone from 6x all the way back to 2x because the text was so clear. So it's an important feature in ZoomText. Secondly, we added for ZoomText Magnifier Reader new Neo speech synthesizers. And the real benefit of those is they're more human sounding, they have more of a natural voice quality, and much more pleasant to listen to. They don't grate on you like a lot of most of the other speech synthesizers, which do have a robotic feel. If for some reason you do like those synthesizer types, or you find they work better, still include three others, the same ones we've had in the past, which were True Voice, Via Voice, which you might know as Eloquence, and Microsoft. So you have a lot of variety there, but for proofreading documents, reading email, web pages, it's a major step up to sit back and listen to those items being read to you, particularly long documents, in a more human-like voice. Third item added in ZoomText was the new application settings. And what that means is for each application you use, you can set up a ZoomText configuration very easily. Let's say, for example, you normally run at 2x magnification, but in your web browser you want to run at 3x. And that will work in any application, allowing you to search for a particular word or phrase within an application. So if you're in, for example, a major jump page on the web, like MSN, a
text finder,
and you want to or a particular name, you can open up the text finder dialog, type it in, and press search, and it'll find the first instance and read not only the words you're looking for, but the whole line. So you have some context, which is very helpful. The major item in version 9 is the reading zones. And what those allow you to do is to define areas on the screen that you want to return to. I shouldn't say on the screen, actually within a particular application that you might want to bring into view or hear on a regular basis.
From Sendero Group in the room.
You didn't mention booth. What booth are you in?
15.
Booth 15. Okay, I don't hear the Sendero Group person. Do we have Gareth Collins in the room from Dolphin Systems? Not just yet. Ooh, we've got a couple people that aren't here yet. Do we have any other folks who are on schedule who are waiting for their time? I haven't spoken yet. Well, I'm sure that the folks from the other two companies will be here in just a moment. Just a reminder again for those of you that came in a little later, let me just mention some of the things that will be coming up on our schedule in the next few days. On Monday afternoon, that's tomorrow, we will be having a segment on cell phones. So if you want to get more details than what you're getting here today about what's new with cell phones and accessibility, tomorrow afternoon is the place to be to get that.
What time is that?
That would be at 1:30, and what is that room?
What room?
I just looked it up. I'll look it up and get right back.
Okay, John will check on that. And then on Tuesday, we have our annual luncheon and business meeting, and we hope that you all will take this opportunity to join BITS. You know, BITS is not an affiliate just for computer programmers or for computer trainers. It's for everybody who's involved in computers. Think of it this way. BITS is kind of the 21st century answer to the guide dog users, even more important to us today than guide dogs.
I don't think so.
Well, okay, when your guide dog reads your email, we can talk.
Okay. All right, yeah, okay.
Stay out of that one.
I have
the room number.
But the room number is...
Yes, I just wanted to verify because that's what I thought it was.
Okay.
City 9.
City 9.
Yep.
At 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30 tomorrow.
And then on Wednesday, this is a late development that we're very excited about. We have a representative from Microsoft named Gary Moulton, who's going to come and tell us what's up with that new operating system with Windows Vista.
Oh,
good. That's a,
what time is that, Frank?
I believe that's all.
Yeah,
I'm
so wondering. Yeah. Cell phone tomorrow at 1:30.
The cell phone is at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
At what room?
City 9.
City 9.
Where is the Wednesday Vista? Is that
Vista is at 3:30, isn't it?
No, the program.
I don't have a room number written down.
I'll have to check on that.
Yeah.
Check your newspaper. Now, the program, original program, listed that Windows session as Monday at 3:30. That's not correct. It's on Wednesday.
Don't forget the mixer, Frank.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Bites with Bits, our annual mixer. And do come. And if you haven't purchased a ticket, that will be in room 1840, I believe.
That sounds right. I can't look
and,
at it.
And I've been shopping, so there is stuff there. The damage. I'm wanting to say $10, but it might be $12.
No.
8 p.m. to 11:30-ish. Okay.
Frank, I have a quick question then. As we came in the room late, what are some of the other vendors that have spoken with? Since you guys started.
Oh my goodness, we've been going for an hour.
You gotta be here.
Well, we were actually at a focus group for JAWS, and it overlapped with you guys. So
okay, and are you in one of the vendors?
No.
Oh my goodness, we've had RFP&D, we've had.
Is Gareth Collins in the room?
I'm glad to.
Gareth Collins and Dolphin. Yeah. Okay, let me check my schedule here. I'm going to put down my microphone and check my schedule in just a moment. And tell us what's new. You left the audio. Some more people in.
All right. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yeah.
There's a podium.
Microphone's on.
Can everybody hear me okay? Hi, Sue.
Hi.
How are you? I'm Eric Damry from Freedom Scientific, and I've got a real short list of things that we're doing. And I'll get my glasses on here. So first and foremost, we're showing JAWS 7.1, which is a new update to JAWS for Windows. We have released CDs, if you'd actually like to take a CD rather than just download it from the web. And the CDs do have all the training material, all the updated DAISY books, so I'd like you to get those.
Yeah.
The CDs are at the booth. Just let them know that you are a JAWS 7 license holder and get one of the release CDs. If you'd rather just get a demo CD, ask them for the demo version, and they'll give you the demo version of the CD. Jonathan, you left your badge. I thought I dropped mine and it turned out to be his. Okay, so in 7.1, by the way, there is a new installer, and we've switched over the Microsoft installer, which is going to allow us to offer updates. Or easy menu and choose check for updates. It'll go out to our web, check, look and see what's available. If something is there, either software or training material that's been updated, it'll allow you to just have it downloaded and installed really easily. If you do get the 7.1 installed, by the time you get home from the convention, make sure you check for updates. I've got a surprise already. Magic 10.0 is just released at the same time as JAWS 7.1. We've been working really hard on Magic getting the speech capabilities that JAWS component that a magnification product would really benefit from. You don't need to hear quite as much information as you would with a screen reader, but the quality of the speech as far as knowing what to say at the right time, keeping track of stuff, is now in Magic.
get an opportunity and you do use magnification software, please stop by the booth and see that. Dusty Voorhees is here, by the way. He's the product manager for Magic, and he's very proud of what we've accomplished with it, so make sure you ask for him and see it. PackMate 4.0 is a paid-for upgrade. If you're on the PMA program, you get it. If not, I think it's $115. The trainers we've brought with us, some of the support and training people, and we've set up in Boardroom 4, I believe it is, at the top of the escalator. If the exhibit halls are open, you're welcome to go to Boardroom 4, and the trainers are in there, and they'll talk to you and work with you on anything PackMate. You do not need to own PackMate. We hope you like to look at it and consider it, but if you do own it, this is a great opportunity to go get some, you know, further training on it. See the scan talker and see face-to-face our deafblind solution and see, I'm not sure if they're doing the TDY solution in there or not. We will also be doing a drawing on Tuesday night for a PackMate BX or QX without the Braille display, along with the ScanTalker solution. The new ScanTalker has got 2 million products in the database and a great scanner that can read barcodes. Doesn't matter which way you hold the scanner, so it really works well. Go buy the booth, check it out, and it's about a $3,000 package that will be drawn for. Now, if you would like the opportunity to win it, it's real simple. Go by the booth. We've got a couple of machines set up over there where you can register. You just type in your information on the web page. If you would like some assistance with that, any of the folks in the booth will help. Make sure you ask for your T-shirt. They're handing out free T-shirts. Pick up some of the literature if you'd like, and by all means, you know, look at the rest of the products if you would also, but that'll get you in the drawing, and they're also giving away some USB drives, so make sure you get by the booth and get signed up for that. We're doing service here on equipment as well. If you're on the plan or if you would like to have some equipment looked at, please go by the booth, talk to Beth in the service area. We've got a technician we brought with us. He's all set up in Boardroom 3, and he's fixing equipment now on site. Sarah 7.8. Sarah is scanning and reading appliance. It's a new and improved Vera. For those of you who remember the Vera from Arkenstone, which is a wooden box, Sarah is a dynamite product, and it's got RealSpeak Solo, about 15 voices. Go by and check that out. It can hook up to a monitor, but you certainly don't need a monitor. But if you do, it magnifies it, changes colors, highlights the text as it's reading. It's just a great program. We also have our new line of video magnifiers at the booth, Topaz and Opal being the handheld magnifier. We've got a couple of those in the booth, and the Topaz is a CCTV. Please stop by and check those out. And we've got a lot of interest in it so far. I know I'm forgetting something. We have an open book station set up in the booth. We have our regional sales managers, I think all but one are here at the show, along with several of us from the office here in St. Petersburg. I think we've got about upwards of 20 people attending the convention. For those of you who were in here this afternoon, I think you missed out on a good JAWS session. Is anyone here that snuck to the JAWS session?
I hope not.
we will work hard, and it was recommended to me by the people that did attend that we change it to the JAWS user group meeting. I think they really enjoyed it. We spent about 2.5 or 2 hours in there just doing everything from Skype to MSN Messenger to a new program called Typeability, which is just a fantastic little typing tool for kids, and all kinds of little things that we played around with. And so it's a shame that we conflict with this. I'll try and work with them and try and get it scheduled better. Trying to think what else we're doing. Any questions? Yes?
Will you be in that room, Boardroom 3 tomorrow?
Will you be in
the Freedom? Yeah, the Freedom. Anytime the exhibit hall is open, there is staff, Brad Davis, and the trainers working with the PackMate folks will be in Boardroom 4 at the top of the escalator. Okay. Anytime the exhibit hall is open this week, you can go there.
Okay, but I mean, when they talk about fixing the PackMate, because my F7 key fell off.
Go by the booth in the exhibit hall to the service folks, and talk with them, and they'll bring it to the repair people.
Okay, sir.
Go to the booth in the exhibit hall and ask to talk to them.
Thank you.
Okay. We have another question.
Booth number.
Booth number. 1 through 5, I think. When you go in the exhibit hall, turn left.
Go to the end.
And keep going to the end. On the left-hand side, you'll find us.
Okay.
www.freedomscientific.com.
I'm your lady on the left side of the room here. How are you?
Somebody.
Have you ever heard of something called Internet Relay Chat?
I've heard of it. I have not used it. I'm sure there are some experts in the room that might be.
Do you know if there's a solution for IRC on PacMate?
I do not.
You check PacMate here, perhaps.
PacMateGear.com is a good, good. There is also a PacMate users list. And don't hesitate to go to Boardroom 3 and ask.
Okay, I thought I heard another person. Okay, anybody up here on the on the right side of the room here?
What's new in PacMate 4 and OpenBook?
We haven't released anything new for OpenBook in the past several months, maybe a year. We are looking at adding in RealSpeak Solo, the voices that you're hearing in Sarah. On PacMate 4, there is a laundry list of things, and I do not have the list in front of me. If you go to the booth, there are several people standing at the booth with the PacMates that would be able to run that list by you, or the Boardroom 3. Check it down. I'm the JAWS product manager, so I don't get involved too much on the PacMate side of things. I've been kind of busy with 7-1 this spring, so I've kind of lost focus on that one.
By the way, is the...
Well, I have a question.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hi, Eric. Hello.
Okay. Sometimes when I use the PacMate, you go to bring up File Explorer and the Today screen comes up. I noticed this morning that's what happened when Brad did it. The Today screen just kept coming up. Do you know what kinds of things cause that?
I do not. It sounds like it's a focus issue. Oh, the question, I'll repeat it. Okay, the question was, when you're trying to go to File Explorer, you were landing on the Today screen. And you said it happened to Brad today, I guess, over in the Boardroom 3.
Not here, actually.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm guessing this is a focus issue. Pocket PC and the applications which run in Pocket PC tend to run at... tend to create some real interesting situations. So I'm not sure if it is one of our issues or if it's a Pocket PC issue.
Well, I just wondered because it happened to me the other day.
I would guess this is a timing issue.
That's what it looked like this morning because it happened every, he tried it 2 or 3 times and the same timing must have been happening.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, again, thank you once again for sharing the information with us. We've got a lot of new stuff coming in.
Great. Thank you all. Right.
Is our representative from All In Play in the room? From All In Play. Oh, everybody's got a case of lights today. How about oh, Gareth Collins from Dolphin is here. Go ahead there, Gareth.
Okay. With special guests.
My name is Gareth Collins, and I'm here from Dolphin Computer Access. Some of you would have heard of Dolphin, some of you may not have heard of Dolphin. We're an international company, and we have offices in Newark, New Jersey, San Mateo, California, Worcester, England, and in Falköping in Sweden. We're a worldwide company that specialize in screen access solutions and also with alt format solutions for DAISY, digital talking books. Today is our HAL screen reader, which not only is available for desktop and laptop PCs, and is available on a what we call a pen drive edition. You guys might know it as a USB thumb drive, which is a full thumb drive, right, ready to go. All you have to do is walk up to a Windows XP or 2000 computer with a USB slot, slide in that the HAL pen drive, and you will have instant speech. And what we're going to be demonstrating today is our Pocket HAL screen reader. So just as you can run HAL, the desktop edition, on any desktop or laptop computer running Windows-based operating system, Pocket HAL is a full screen reader for any Windows Mobile 5 or Windows Mobile 2003 second edition PDAs. So just as when you, I've got a special guest here today that some of you might recognize his voice from ACB Radio, a guy called Dave Williams.
Hello!
And he'll be passing around a booklet later for donations. He flew in last night. So Dave is passing around some, these are just regular PDAs that you could go to Circuit City or Best Buy or CompUSA. So there's a variety of PDAs being passed around. Some of them have a cell phone built into them, some of them don't. Some of them have sliding keyboards, some of them don't have keyboards. Okay, here's a, this one, which one's this, Dave? Is that the?
That's the QTEC 9100.
That's a QTEC 9100, but this is also known here, I think it's the T-Mobile Vario.
MDA.
So, just to reiterate, Pocket HAL is a full screen reader that not only do you have the ability to use all of the applications installed on your PDA, whether that be Pocket Real Player or Pocket Audible Player, Internet Explorer, Excel, Word, PowerPoint, all of those applications. Now, Pocket HAL will give you a choice of not only what applications you want to use, but also your input device. You can actually use not only the keyboard on your PDA, but you can use the text input, but you can also use Bluetooth keyboards, which we've got here. Have you got your Bluetooth keyboard to pass around your text keyboard? And also, if you're a Braillist, you can use Pocket HAL with a Bluetooth Braille display and Bluetooth keyboards. So Dave is going to be
example of a Bluetooth keyboard.
Is currently passing around a HP Bluetooth keyboard.
It does fold in half, yeah. And
which folds in half, you can put it in your purse.
Just keep it going to the left.
Don't put it in your purse. Theoretically, you could put it in your purse.
All the way out of the room, did you say?
It wasn't a request.
Can I just request that we keep the devices moving around? If you want to spend more time looking at devices, we are at booth 72 in the exhibit hall, so there will be more time. But it's just to give you very briefly, because I know there are people out there that have not seen a mainstream PDA. There's people who've only seen the blindness-specific PDAs, and these are mainstream products at mainstream prices available from your local computer retail on which Pocket HAL will run. Okay.
So I think the last thing that Dave was going to pass around was a Bluetooth Braille display and keyboard. So Pocket HAL, you can do a 6-key Braille entry. And this particular one is a Connie, and it's going to be sold by HumanWare. And
this
a Connie.
This is called
it's a 12-cell Bluetooth Braille display plus keyboard.
And it's the batteries, I think, have died on it, Gareth.
The batteries have died on it, Gareth.
But it's because people love it so much, they've been using it all day, and the battery died. But that's
12-cell
so as well as a choice of input and output devices, we
it's the same company that made the Brilliant Bomb. Yeah, Bomb make that, and it will be selling
to be used with Eloquence and also Dolphin's own Orpheus speech synthesizer. But you can use other speech synthesizers. On the two PDAs I'm about to demonstrate, I am running DeckTalk, but I've also got Pocket Acapella. So in my right hand, I have an iMate Jam, which is a cell phone and a PDA. So what I'm going to do is, first of all, switch it on. And then I'm going to go into the start menu. I'm going to lift up the speakers so people can hear what the synth is saying. So these are all, so basically it's a full screen reader. You can use Internet Explorer, Messenger, Pocket Real Player, Pocket Audible Player, TCP, which is a media player that will play Ogg Vorbis and FLAC and MP3 and WAV files, all those type of things. So if I go into Real Player, okay, so what I'm going to do, because I'm basically what I'm going to do now is jump up onto the Real Player toolbar. That's a play button.
Stop, disable button.
Stop.
Previous disable button.
Previous.
Disable button.
Never obviously disabled, so we've not got a playlist.
Volume 0 range for the Sergeant Redford. Increase volume button.
So we've got access to all the buttons, and not only can you control the PDA from a keyboard, but you can control it from the buttons on your PDA. So the last thing I'm going to do, because I know we have to go into the start, go into the menu bar. So I'm going to open the file menu in Pocket Real Play. So I'm going to open a file. Radio broadcast, but I think I'm going to jump back onto the and stop it. So basically what I want to reiterate is before Dave makes some closing remarks,
what's acapella?
Okay, yeah, we'll
talk about that guy where you go
and try and change some of the devices. Okay. Will you make some closing remarks before I put it on the rocket?
Absolutely. And also, if we could start to hand the devices back to our volunteer, misplaced your name in my brain somewhere. Was it Evelyn? Yeah, if we can start retrieving some of the devices. I think there are three PDAs, Bluetooth keyboard, and the Braille display. I think the important thing to say about Pocket HAL is that you've got the flexibility, firstly in terms of the devices, so you can feel all the different types of devices available. Some of them have built-in keyboards, some of them don't, some of them have phones, some of them have a clamshell design. These are mainstream devices available at mainstream prices. You've got a choice of device. You've got a choice of input method in terms of the keyboards on many of the devices. We don't take the approach that Mobile Speaker Pocket takes and encourage you to press the screen with your fingers. We don't want you to take over the screen as a product, because you may be sharing that PDA with a sighted family member, or you may have been issued it by work. So we don't want the product that's going to take over the screen of the device, just give you access to the screen. There are options in terms of synthesizer. Dolphin has now licensed Eloquence for use with Pocket HAL, and we're in the final stages of developing that. So we're hoping that Eloquence is going to be available to you very soon. We appreciate a lot of people want Eloquence. We've got DeckTalk, although my personal feeling, not necessarily the view of Dolphin, but my personal feeling is that DeckTalk has lost the thread somewhere along the line, and DeckTalk really isn't DeckTalk that we used to know and love. Yeah, Loquendo speech synthesizers and the a cappella speech synthesizers. So certainly a choice of voices, a choice of rail displays, a choice of input methods, a choice of devices, and that's the mainstream technology market for you folks. No longer you're stuck to a choice of one or two blindness-specific PDAs that cost the earth, you can't get support for because it's one company and you know it might be on the other side of the world or wherever it happens to be. This is the future, I think, in terms of our access to technology. You have a mainstream computer, why not have a mainstream PDA?
Very good. Gareth, do you have that last voice short here?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for just restarting the synthesizer.
All right.
And, 10 seconds,
so. And right after that, we're going to have a little bit of fun here because we're going to hear from Paul of Allen Play. So we're going to get some fun here after all of this serious technical computer PDA stuff.
Can you also give the prices and the website, please?
Yeah, absolutely, of course, yeah. The Dolphin website is at dolphinusa.com. That's dolphinusa.com. Pocket HAL at the moment provisionally is at $495. That price is under review at the moment. And obviously that's for the Pocket HAL screen reader, and you can choose, obviously, which device you put that on. You can put it on up to three devices, and if you need it on more devices, then let us know. And we are at booth 72 in the exhibit hall. We're here all week, so please come along, and obviously we can spend more time with you individually, answer all your questions, and you spend more time exploring the products. And just finally, I think this is the acapella voice.
Mr. Chief, we'd move up. Pocket HAL, configure them.
So, there you go.
That's an audible player.
We think people want eloquence. We really think people want eloquence, and that's why we've licensed it, and that's why you're going to get it.
Very good. No time for questions. We're going to move on to our... Gareth, thank you for coming.
Any questions, please come to the booth. 72. It's all.
72. I have to mention, I live probably 15, 20 minutes south of Gareth Collins' office. So where do I see him? Florida. Now for our friends from All In Play, Paul, come up and tell us about something that everybody in ACB loves so much as we found out last year, ogre.
Thank you very much, sir.
Can we turn this off? I'm going to put it down.
That works.
Oh, you're having that one. Okay.
We can use a podium. Still have all of your devices?
Yeah,
well,
we're
going to
do an
audit now. All right, I'll just stand up here so they have a chance to put their equipment away. Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes.
All right, great.
They're recording.
Oh, you're recording. Sorry, so I should stand in front of a microphone.
Yeah, there's a microphone.
They have a wireless.
Right here.
Okay, I'll stand in front of that then.
There you go.
There's one more keyboard.
Right, just while everybody's getting sorted out, I have in my hand a stress-busting dolphin, and I'm going to throw it into the audience, and whoever catches it, you can have it. It's a stress-busting dolphin. Did somebody get it?
Yes.
Excellent. There you go.
Who said dolphin wasn't fun, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if you put it in the same tank as a shark, we're not saying what will happen.
All right, so all set then, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, very good. My name is Paul Silva. I'm from All In Play. I'm one of the co-founders. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you very much for inviting me. My company creates online games that allow blind and sighted the ability to play and chat together. Here, I sat around the dining room table and played cards with their friends and family. It is something that provides a simple pleasure in life that we all wish we could have a lot more of. Yet, there are so many things in life that conspire against us that don't let us do these things. The things that, why do we work so hard so we can have the time to hang out with people that we love? We don't have Braille playing cards at our friend's house. We don't have transportation that's going to work efficiently and get us there. Or, something doesn't matter if you're blind or sighted, scheduling. How the heck do you schedule in such a way to get all these people's calendars to work? It's just really hard. Well, what All In Play has done is we have found a solution by taking that dining room table and putting it up on the internet. In fact, we've actually put a lot of dining room tables on the internet. And they have all different card games. We have three different ones. We have five card draw poker, Texas Hold'em, which we just launched. That's the kind of poker that's become an international phenomenon. We also have Crazy Eights, which is a great game to play with the kiddies, but also a fun one with the adults. It's also known as Uno. And when we're talking about this, I want you to imagine, here's a direct example. My fiance is visually impaired. I'm fully sighted, my mom's fully sighted, but my mom lives 2 hours away. So you can imagine, how do these three people get together on a routine basis and enjoy the simple social interaction of playing and chatting? Well, thanks to my website, allinplay.com, once a week or two, my mom, my fiance, and I all get together. It doesn't matter that my fiance can't see too well. It doesn't matter that my mom's far away. We can play cards. Mostly we play Hold'em, and mostly my mom wins. But shh, don't tell her I admitted that. Just between you and me, she cheats. Now, I helped write the code, so I know she didn't cheat using the game, but she cheats by telling me about meatballs. You see, my mother is Italian, and she is a phenomenal cook. And I hear about the lasagna and the manigot and God knows what else, and I can't focus on the cards. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, sure.
Now, how is it that you can tell me all that? It's because our game isn't just about playing cards. It's about chatting. You know, that's why you play, is to talk with each other. The cards are sort of incidental. They just give you something to talk about. They give you something for your mom to go, oh, son, I love you, but you're really not that good at cards, are you? Thank you for your donation to the Mama Fund. You know, so on and so forth. That's why we play. And my game means you chat and play as an equal. And again, you get to play on one of our three games, and it's only $8 a month. You get 15 days completely free. No credit card numbers, no secret way to get your private information and charge you. Really, you just get to go and check it out. You get to try before you buy. We believe very strongly in that. And then after that, it's a whopping $8 a month. Yes, one movie ticket a month to play 24 hours a day. Probably less than a movie ticket in many towns, certainly in my town. Sure thing. Our games are Crazy Eights, otherwise known as Uno, the world's five-card draw poker, which is a type of poker most of us have grown up playing, and ACB has sponsored a number, I think three tournaments so far every year that are poker tournaments. There'll be another one coming up at a date to be announced. And we now have Texas Hold'em Poker, which is the kind that you see on the World Series of Poker Celebrities.
Company is Plus Tech Technologies. Come on up. Thank you for waiting for a couple minutes. Let us catch up. And do join us here. And tell us about your products. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Diego, and I'm from the Plastic. And the Plastic, basically, we're in the scanner business for almost 20 years. And our latest product is called Book Reader. She is our latest for the first for the wine and for the visual interiors. So it's actually is very successful in Europe. And the book reader basically provides a scan and read solution, and it comes with the scanner and also the bundle software. And they use a very highly accurate OCR software and a speech engine of natural human voice. Okay. And one of the very unique design of this scanner basically is it's a book edge scanner. So basically, when you scan like the books by the shadows. Okay, so basically, you don't have to kill your book before you read that. And other than that there are many unique designs. Unfortunately, that it's not a standalone book reader. You have to use a PC or laptop. Okay. And other function that's added on the program on the software and using the hotkey setting.
Start to read. Thank you and enjoy the exhibition. I'm open for questions. This page has completed.
So any questions for me?
No. Do we have a question? By the way, is Kate from Enabling Technologies in the room yet? Yes. Oh, Jim is here. There we go. Okay, any questions? Okay, well, Diego, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Stanga, as many of you may know, and I work with Enabling Technologies, been working with the company since 1985, and a lot has happened since that time. We are primarily in the Braille Embosser production business, and I've seen, and many of you also may be aware of the different embossers that have been available through this time. So what we wanted to do this afternoon is to let you know the current embossers that are available and what's going on, and the new and exciting things that are happening at Enabling Technologies in Jensen Beach, Florida, which is about 250 miles south of here. I'm pleased to tell you that the Enabling Technologies has been working closely with Microsoft to be sure that all of our embossers will be compatible with Vista. And also, the new embossers will be lead-free. And now it seems that with the, I understand it's the Rojas compliance, that products that are sold internationally are to be lead-free. And so our embossers will be lead-free. Also, I'd like to just let you know the models of the embossers that are available now. We have, as many of you may know, the Romeo series and the Juliet series. Romeo and Juliet, they're still going strong. We have the Romeo Attaché, which is a very small printer. I don't know if many of you have had a chance to see it yet, but it's very small. If you haven't had a chance, it's certainly worth having a look at. And we do have them here to show you at our exhibit booth. That's the Romeo Attaché. The booth number is 25. It's just as you go in the door of the exhibit hall, 25. And so then there's the Attaché. Actually, we have the Attaché Pro, and that one has speech as well. And also, it has a Braille keypad. And now, all of the new models will have a Braille keypad on them. That just makes for a little easier operation.
How much is the Attaché?
Well, I don't have all the pricing information here, but I think, as I understand, the Attaché starts at around $1,900. But you can talk with Kate Chank at the booth, and she would have the price information for all of the products. But as I understand, they started around 1900. And so that's the Attaché. So we have the Romeo, the Attaché Pro, and then we have the Romeo Pro 50, which is, I should say, all of the Romeos are single side embossers. And so the Romeo, go ahead. The Romeo Pro 50 is approximately 50 characters per second, and it also has speech and the single sheet feed option. And so if you need to put something on a single sheet for one-time use, or if you just have maybe a certificate or something you need to emboss, you can do that. So we have the Romeos are the single side embossers, and the Juliet series are the interpoint embossers. And so we have them at the booth. We have all of the pros at the booth. We have the Attaché Pro, the Romeo Pro 50, and the Juliet Pro 60. So you have Interpoint. And the way I like to say it is we have all of the pros are here at the convention, and they're all at the booth, and you can see them. And I'm just glad to be able to tell you about them. And also, I should let you know that the new one with the USB and parallel converters, and some and parallel connections, I should say, and also some of the new Juliet models will have Ethernet capability as well. So just want to be sure that you know what's going on at Enabling Technologies. So, and any questions? Well, we've been using the embossers with the Jet Direct boxes for a long time. You know, you can connect now. I'm not sure if that goes through an Ethernet or parallel connection. I just know that we've been using the Jet Direct boxes for a long time. Our customers have been using them. So that should be okay.
Okay, we have time for another question.
Frank.
Okay, I'm going to go over there.
Good afternoon, Mecca Paikala. Could you give us any more of a roadmap in regard to the new products coming out, maybe what they're going to be called and perhaps some launch dates, if you have that information?
I currently don't have that information. I just have the information on the ones that I have given you. We do certainly keep our website updated as to new products and new developments. So I would say that the new things we do want you to be aware of now are that the products that I mentioned here this afternoon do have the Braille keypad now, and that they we wanted to be sure that you were aware that they have USB and Ethernet connections on certain models. But I do not have the names of any newer products at this time. I would certainly encourage anyone, though, to keep updated by checking out the enabling website at www.brailer.com.
Very good. Is our representative from...
Jim, back here.
Okay.
My name is David Pillisher. I am with Sighted Electronics out of beautiful, balmy Westwood, New Jersey. We are the other Braille embosser and Braille displays. We represent Poppenmeyer in the United States, and we also have the Index Braille embossers. We are network ready. We've been network ready for the past 3 years. They come with Ethernet port, serial port, parallel port, USB port, and if it's not the easiest Braille display, Braille embosser or Braille display you've ever used, we will give you a 30-day tryout where if you call us up and say, I don't like this for any other reason, we'll give you your money back. You get a 1-year warranty on the Braille embossers and a 3-year warranty on the Braille displays. If you do not spill water into it, bend, spindle, or mutilate it in any other way, and we'll probably fix it, but if you spill water or Coca-Cola or coffee on it, we can tell. And that's about the only thing that will void the warranty on your Braille display. Water does not do well on a Braille embosser either, although no one's ever spilled water into it. Braille embossers. Our Braille embossers come. Please don't try that at home. We're professionals here. We know how to spill water. You may not. But anyway, the Braille embossers come with a software called WinBraille. WinBraille works from any Windows application. You simply select emboss from the file menu. And it will send a document in grade 2 Braille, if you selected grade 2 Braille in your profile settings. But it will send a document in grade 2 Braille. You can set custom formatting. And it will emboss in grade 2 Braille from any Windows application with the software that comes with it. Also, the software that comes with it will automatically install your embosser on a network, or you can set up your own network address and install the embosser on the network using your custom address, your custom IP address. We also have Windows drivers for your Macintosh computer. We have a deal with Apple where they wanted Braille capabilities from Mac computers, and we said, okay, you give us support and we'll give you support. And about a year later, we had the first drivers. The drivers cost the same as the WinBraille program. They're free. If you can't download them yourself, you just call us up and we mail you a CD. Same with the WinBraille. WinBraille is free. The upgrades are free. You just go to www.sighted.com, SIGHTED.com, and you look for the downloads and you will find WinBraille and you'll be able to download whatever the latest version of WinBraille we have up on the web page, and it will look for your Index Braille embosser and it will install. The embossers I have with me this week are the Basic S, which is a single side embosser. It embosses at 65 pages per hour, at 160 pages per hour or 65 characters per second. The Basic D, which embosses at 130 characters per second or 360 pages an hour. And the Everest, which embosses at about 330 pages per hour. And the Everest is about 100 CPS. The Basic S with the software is about $2,800. It's $2,795. And for $5, I can say $2,800. The Basic D is $3,745, and the Everest is $4,395. Our fastest embosser is the 4-Wave Professional, the four-wave professional embosses at a nice slow speed of 1,000 pages per hour or a book an hour. It has a one-year on-site guarantee if you have the money to spend on it, which is, as I said, $34,000. We'll come down, we'll install it, we'll hold your hand for a few days, make sure you know how to use it so that we don't have to come down again. And if you forgot in a couple of weeks, we'll come back and run through it again with you. But as I said, if you have that kind of money, we'll take good care of you. Any questions?
We have time for about one, maybe two questions.
Question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pointing way over there to the right. And where are you up there?
Frank is wrong. There you are, Ron. Okay. Dave, on that Everest, you have to use the special paper for that like you did years ago when it first came out?
No, when it first came out, the company was Telesensory, and Telesensory wanted to get into the paper business because they wanted to make a little extra money. But if you buy your paper at Staples or Office Max or Expedex, which is a branch of International Paper, you can get the paper for about a case of 2,000 sheets of cardstock paper, which is about the same as Braille paper, is $36 a case. If you call the paper Braille paper, you're gonna pay about $38 a case for 1,000 sheets. So by changing the name from cardstock to Braille is very profitable.
Okay.
Is Dan from GW Micro in the room?
Thank you very much.
Your booth one more time.
Oh, one more question.
I guess if you hold down the dash key, you get about 20 dashes. I'm Dan Weirich from GW Micro. I'm going to move right along, keep things moving here. We're in booth number 31 over in the exhibit hall. And really showing, concentrating on four things here at the conference. First of all, WindowEyes showing a few new features. Now, WindowEyes is a version 5.5, and the upcoming version. I don't know if we've announced it's called 6.0 yet or not, so I won't tell you what it's going to be called. So the next version will be later on. But we're showing a few things. If you if you're familiar with WindowEyes or if you're not familiar with WindowEyes, one of the really cool features is, you know, when we changed our internet support a couple of years ago, we gave you an easy way, insert tab, to bring up a list of all the links. Could be anchors, could be forums, could be tables, could be many things on the internet. You have to remember that insert tab, it's terrific. Then on another version, we changed our support of Word. Again, press insert tab, same key. You only have to memorize this one key, which is, for me, is terrific. So you hit the same key, but if you're Word, you get a list of spelling mistakes, grammar errors, comments, tables, things that are footnotes, but things that are applicable to Word. Then Microsoft Excel came along. Same keystroke, insert tab. I press that key, and now I'm in Excel, and I can go to a cell. I can move to a different worksheet, links, hyperlinks that are in a spreadsheet, all kinds of stuff. Likewise, as you might guess, what we're showing over in the booth is PowerPoint, and that'll be upcoming, the next upgrade. And lo and behold, I press insert tab, and sure enough, it gives me things that are specific to PowerPoint. So this is very cool. This is a very cool feature we're showing over there, along with some other things. In addition, we're showing the BrailleSense, Braille note-taking device. If you haven't seen the BrailleSense, it's been out now. We announced it almost a year and a half ago, March of last year. The newest feature of BrailleSense we're showing is a database manager. There's some other new things coming up. We've had several upgrades to the BrailleSense, and there are still more things coming up, but that's the only one I can talk about right now. But stop by and we'll show you that with the BrailleSense. In addition to that, oh, by the way, the BrailleSense is $49.50. The next thing we'll talk about is the Smalltalk Ultra, which I just carried up here. any of you are able to see, this is the smallest Windows XP computer. The CPU part of it, holding in my hand here, is about thick. That's the CPU. This is a 30 gigabyte hard drive, 512 meg RAM XP computer. It's not a note taker, but it's priced like a note taker. Now we package it in our own custom carrying case with an 88P keyboard. It does have a little small thumb keyboard. If you can use it, terrific. But most people are not using that. But maybe to retrieve the arrow round, you know. But this gives you an option. We think that there's, you know, in many cases, and we've been preaching this about WindowEyes, we like people to have options. Go out, check this device, and figure out what's best for you. Some people want Braille input, some people want QWERTY input, some people want speech, Braille, whatever. So this is another choice. QWERTY keyboard and a very small computer. I think of it like a laptop. I was in Europe recently, in Germany and Poland, and this was the only computer I had with me for about a week and a half. I used it for communication, email, word processing, you name it. Since it's Windows XP, I can build my office on it, whatever. Smalltalk Ultra, it's $25.95, and that includes a full version of WindowEyes, which you can install on any other computer you might have. If you already own the latest version of WindowEyes, it's $22.95. We'll put your WindowEyes on it, plus you get a full three count SMA. So that's a Smalltalk Ultra. Last thing I'm going to talk about is the portable SenseView. This we just announced about a week and a half ago. The portable SenseView is a product from the same manufacturer, the BrailleSense. We're the U.S. distributor for the portable SenseView. It's a small, handheld, portable CCTV. It normal retail price is $825. From the end of July, it's $799. Charge up the batteries, it'll run for 5 hours. The magnification has 9 steps, so it's like a plus and a minus button. 9 steps, starting even with the Smalltalk. Okay. Denise Marshall mentioned the Smalltalk, by the way, it comes with a few accessories. It's the carrying case, the keyboard, the computer, it's a good thing. And there's a docking cable. When you plug in the docking cable, now you've got an additional USB port, an additional FireWire port, Ethernet battery charger ports, probably even something else. I think that's pretty much covers it. So that was a small thought. On portable SenseView, the battery status, you can check the status of the battery right on the screen. It has 6 color choices, 4 brightness choices, and it has a snapshot button, which is just like taking a picture. So let's suppose you're talking to your oven repair person, and they say, what model GE oven do you have? And you can hold it behind, push this button, it's just like taking a picture. Pull it back out, I can still magnify it. Make it bigger, make it smaller. So that's pretty handy. So I'll wrap things up and ask for questions. I have a handful of brochures if someone wants one. So again, we're GW Micro. Does anybody know what our webpage is?
www.gwmicro.com.
Who said that? Where is that?
You are the winner.
Oh. All right. Here you go. It's a 4-port USB hub. And yes, www.gwmicro.com. And email if you have questions, sales@gwmicro.com. And what was that latest product I just mentioned?
SenseView.
I should give a second for who was over on the right. Somebody said. I think okay, right here.
Behind you.
Okay. There we go. The owner of a retractable carry a portable Ethernet cable. So, again, Dan Weirich, GW Micro, and come and see us at booth 31. Are there any questions?
Yes, Dan. Question I have, the Smalltalk, we got one at the tech center at the Chicago White House. I absolutely love the thing. If I hadn't dumped so much money into the darn note takers, I'd buy one. But my question about it is, and nobody has answered this, have you found a GPS application that will work on the Smalltalk? And if not, are you working on that?
The answer is not quite yet, and yes, we are working on it. I can't say anything about that, but that's very desirable.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dan. That was a lot of fun.
You are welcome. Thank you all very much.
And now we're going to hear from our friends at Kurzweil Education System. We have some boys to tell us about this week.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear anything now?
Okay. Sorry about that. My name is Gene Helfrich. I'm the Director of Software Quality Assurance for Kurzweil Educational Systems. And what I'm going to actually show you today is the KNFB Reader. We are now carrying the KNFB Reader. Okay. And basically what I'm going to do is just do a simple document. It's going to explain to itself what it does, but I wanted to show you to start off with. So basically, it's a PDA with a camera. It's connected. And what I'm going to do is press the F1 key and the F2 key.
The system is in shooting mode.
Can't stand in front of it.
Table, and they're bringing up about 16 inches from the camera itself, the reader, and actually going to take a shot at it.
Same picture.
4 seconds before it takes the shot. I'm going to go with the reader at this point. It's actually processing the page. It will tell you all the stats what's going on at this point.
Bring out that picture. Camera is 2 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Page 1, the reader. Welcome to this demonstration of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. My owner calls me the Reader. I'm the first truly portable reading device, and my weight is less than 1 pound. Now that is really truly amazing. I'm able to be carted around the world and explore printed materials for my users. I'm here to help my owners become reading text to them. Now for some history, I consider myself very lucky to be the 30th anniversary edition of the first reading machine, invented by Dr. Raymond Kurzweil in 1976. Thanks to Dr. Kurzweil and the National Federation of the Blind for developing me. If you remember, the first Kurzweil reading machine was on the CBS News with Walter Cronkite, and spoke Mr. Cronkite's famous signature line of, and that's the way it was, January 13, 1976. If you go back to the 70s, the cost of a reading machine was about $50,000. Now, my generation costs around $3,500 and is a really portable reading device. We have come a long way in 30 years. Now it's time to explore what I can do for you in reading printed materials. That's
okay. Okay. So I actually just explained everything that the reader actually just explained everything that helped. Any questions on the reader itself and what it can do?
Are you giving one away?
Why are you giving one away? No, we're not giving one away at this time.
What booth are you at?
Well, booth 23. We're at the Kurzweil Educational Systems.
Frank? Give me a question.
Yes, Susan. I know Susan.
Hi. I'm interested to know I'm gathering it's based on a commercially available PDA. Can you put that PDA to any other uses at the same, in addition to the reading?
Not at this time. It's basically applying a camera and the PDA. So it's only a one device type product at this point. It's just a reader. Other questions?
Do we have another question?
Frank.
Okay. Here can you write?
All right.
There you go.
Good afternoon again, Mika Paikala here. Can you give us any idea? I know the product just launched in terms of the upcoming roadmap for either software or another hardware revision.
Okay, right now the product was just launched July 1st. We can do updates. It has an SD card, so anytime there is the updates on an FTP site onto the SD card and then install the SD card on the reader itself. I can't speak about what the issues are going to be with the next generation at this point. This is our first generation of the reader.
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay. Way around, I'm standing next to the gentleman using a mic. Have there been any issues identified as to things that it will not scan effectively at this point? Maybe it's too early in the process, but I know I saw this a couple of months back with Carl Jacobson of NFB at a workshop I did, and wondering if things have been identified.
The thing that would be identified at this point is white text on a black background. That's one thing that it cannot read at this point, or read any other printed text at this point, but that it cannot read street signs that people were asking. Pointing to a street sign can't read it. How do you know where the street sign is and where it is? Mm-hmm. So at this point, those are the limitations of it.
Is there a maximum range? I know that they always mention.
Is there a maximum range?
Yeah. Maximum range. It depends on the size of the print itself, the font. I've actually seen somebody do a poster font size with like 140 print size. So he was able to read it, no problem at all.
Auto shutdown disturbing the system.
That's real time. That's real time. It's actually talking to itself. If I'm not using it at all itself, it'll shut down. Okay.
It's very polite.
So it is a polite application at this point. Other questions that you have? It's very exciting. A lot of people have been coming to our booths asking about it, and it's done a lot of things. I've actually done the name tags. I just point to it, point right in front of you, it does your name tag and speaks it to you. So it's very, some people were shocked because they're like, how did you know that information? So, right to me.
How does it cope with things like, I understand that it can do things like, you know, hand the food.
That is correct. You answered that correctly. And it's funny, it was somebody said, can it do cans of food? And then I said, no, it cannot take to the curves. And they said, well, if I tear the label off, can I read the label? I said, yeah, I can do the label because it's flat at that point.
Yeah.
So that's one way of doing it.
Can it read colors?
Can it read colors? Yes, it can. And actually, I actually did somebody's license, and it actually read the red on the license.
And can it read script?
No, it cannot read script. It's only printed material.
Like
no handwriting.
No handwriting.
Can you give a quick update on the latest Kurzweil 1000 version?
Update on the latest 1000 version?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right now, we are currently shipping version 10, and it's up to 10.05 if you update the downloads at this point. Right now, with version 11, we have data at this point, so I can't say anything about version 11.
Is our representative from Gorilla Technologies in the room?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you come on up, and thanks for coming from Kurzweil.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for everything. We do have some literature if anybody wants literature up here.
And there's Kurzweil literature on the front table.
And
you,
Braille and
otherwise.
Yeah.
So
what about
the
device? Do you have the literature for that?
Yeah. We have another new company with us for the first time here at the technology seminar, and it's Gorilla Technologies. And I'm excited to hear what they're doing today.
Excuse me. My name is Richard Greiner, and from Gorilla Technologies, and we have the standalone reading machines. The standalones are devices that do not need any prior experience with computers or even some intimidation with the complexity of electronics. Those are all overcome by the Extreme Reader standalone OCRs. They are just appliances. Plug into the wall, and you're ready to use them. They do not need to be in your computer room. They do not need to be connected to your computer, even if you don't have one. They could go in the living room, the kitchen. Just wherever they are, they will start reading for you. They will read any scanned image. They have one of the best OCRs in the world. It's called Abbey Fine Reader, the core of our scanning technology. If you're familiar, there's a contest held in Europe every year, and it's by the legal profession, where they test in computing software, and Abbey has come out winning for a number of years. They're able to read hard-read text where others fail. They can read glossy pages. They can read colors even when they're mixed on the same page. Different colors, different fonts, different sizes. They can even pull out text from background images. Sometimes new magazines will have a picture of a person or some other photograph, and the words are traveling over the front of that photograph. Well, particularly is able to grab the text from that picture. So being able to read accurately is one thing, then it reads to you in pleasant voice. It's AT&T. You get two premium voices, and if you do a bilingual unit, one that speaks English and a foreign language, you get four premium voices for the same price. We have three models of Extreme Readers, the ER1, an XR1, and an XR10, and they are in that level of complexity. The first one is for perhaps seniors or those who are just starting out with AT. It has only three buttons, operates the entire machine. So it's very easy to learn, very easy to remember how to use, and it's been a big hit with those just getting their feet wet with this kind of technology. The next level has a limited number of pages that it can scan with the intent of only allowing so much, not to get confused with how many pages and where things are located in the system. The final version is for the professional or the student, and it has an unlimited amount of scanning capacity. The best example we could give is that it can scan about 2,000 Bibles. And since you're never going to be able to scan 2,000 Bibles, we just say unlimited. Okay, so you got an unlimited amount of scans. Every Extreme Reader has the ability to read paper, not only in column mode, down like newspapers or books or paperback books, magazines, single sheet-fed pages, or paperbacks, but it also can be set in tabular mode. That's where you're going to read your phone bill, your bank statement, your utility phone books or things like that, where you want to read across the page, like a graph or a table. All Extreme Readers can read your money. They can't tell whether it's counterfeit or not, but they can tell whether it's a 1, a 5, a 10, 15, or a 10, or a 20, or a 50. Talk about that counterfeit money? If you got a $15 bill, it's counterfeit. So there you go. All Extreme Readers also have the ability to read CD content. They have built-in Daisy players. They can also read audiobooks from the library. They can also play music. It can tell what kind of CD you put into it, and it pulls up the appropriate player automatically. Okay? All Extreme Readers can read floppy disks. So if you have a doc files, RTFs, why any textual-based file, it can scan it, the disk, and read it to you as if you had printed it out and laid it on the scanner. All Extreme Readers have a video card which acts as a magnifier. So whatever thing you put onto the scanner, it not only will read it to you in beautiful voice, it'll also project it onto a computer monitor in large print, high contrast text. So you can use it as a video magnifier if you do not wish to listen to the voice output. All Extreme Readers also have the ability to active sync with note takers. So if you're a note taker user, you can scan a device and use it as your note taker scanner. All Extreme Readers also have the ability to, okay, go down my list in my head, what else can they do? They can all have the ability to have the user change voice rate, and whichever mode they wish to be in. They will, the different models, when we get to the simple model, it was geared toward a certain group of people. That more advanced model has a special couple of features. First, it can actually translate, format, and package the output of the scan. If you have an enabling embosser made since 1972, you can plug it into the back of an Extreme Reader, and you can scan a document, and in just seconds, you'll have Braille output of that document. It's Braille on demand. Okay, so it's a feature no one else has ever even thought of as far as putting it into a standalone reader. We can also, with our new XR10, it's a very wonderful feature, you can scan several documents, whatever library or stored documents that you've scanned. You could listen to them, or with the push of one button, you can send it to an MP3 player, much the same as an iPod, and the voice recording of those reads, of those documents, will be sent to the small iPod, and you can take it on the go. Now you're portable with your Extreme Readers by listening to the output as you walk out the door. The Extreme Reader can also do that. Place a CD inside the Extreme Reader, push one button, and it'll convert every track on that CD to an MP3 file and send it to your MP3 player and tell you when it's done. So this device can do just about everything, and each six-month interval, we're releasing a new feature. We've been doing that for the past 3 years, and we have no intention of stopping. So when you buy an Extreme Reader, you have the ability to grow with it, because all Extreme Readers are done with one and you want to move to the next model. Instead of buying another multi-thousand-dollar machine, you can just buy for a few hundred dollars the keypad. Exchange the one keypad for the other, and the machine turns itself into the next model. And you continue to grow and grow and grow until you're ready, until you've used up all the features of the Extreme Reader. And by then, we'll have more for you. So we have that's our main product. We also have now a tiny little item locator, much the same as the old luggage locators that you used to use. But this one is very small, very streamlined. One of them is actually the size of a credit card. So this credit card size thing that you can keep in your pocket, you can locate five other items. The five items are not just receivers, but they're the base model too. They're the locators too. So from any item, you can find all other items. So it's a unique, in that sense, it's also, it's got a range of 60 feet and a open air, and when it's encased in a briefcase or a luggage or something like that, it's about 30 feet. There are frequencies, radio frequencies, that can be reprogrammed at any time.
How much? So
the item locators are, for a set of six, it's 150, but here at the show, we're giving 129 is the discounted price.
What can you locate?
It locates anything. You can put one of them on your keys, you can put one of them on your cell phone, you can put one of them on your TV remote, one of them in your purse, one of them on your luggage, and now with the credit card size one in your pocket, you can find any one of those that you want. Call out any of them. And what if you lost the one in your pocket? That's okay. Go find your keys, because it can help you find your purse thing. So, any other questions there, Frank?
Time for one question.
How much are the readers? Very good. The readers range, like Nora said, in three models. The low end is $2,950. The highest one is $3,500, but we give 10% off here at the ACB convention. So we get it down to like $2,650 to $3,150. By the way, if you've hit the history of these kinds of devices, the desktop standalone readers, they've been between $3,000 and $4,000 for the last 15 years. So we've brought all these new things. Floppy reading, CDs, MP3 players, Braille conversion, premium voices, excellent accuracy in OCR, and we got it at the same price as they've always been.
Booth number?
And website?
Booth number 63. Please come see us.
And your website, please?
Website is GorillaTechnologies.com, and it's gorilla like the soldier, not like the animal. GURILLA, Technologies.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm catching a breath there. Is our representative from Triumph Technologies in the room?
Yes, he is.
Come on up.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? My name is Earl Harrison. I am the owner of a little company out of New Brighton, Minnesota called Triumph Technology. I hear a lot of familiar voices in the room. Some of you may remember me from my Freedom Scientific days, otherwise known as the artist formerly known as the voice of Jaws. So today we're here as a vendor, a new company that hit the ground running. I left Freedom Scientific in 2001. I went to work for the Minnesota Assistive Technology Project, the Minnesota STAR program, and I decided mid 2005 that state employment just wasn't for me at the time, and I started my own company. Up to that point, I was kind of dabbling in desktop media production. And I decided just to go full force into the realm of assistive technology as a trainer, a consultant, and now we're involved in product distribution. Triumph Technology was among the first to bundle a package, a mainstream PDA package, called the Triumphonic Mobile Pack, or the MPAC bundle. Has anybody heard of that?
Yes.
Okay. In its original form, it featured the iPack HX, what was it, 2410. But then, it was a great PDA, but we. I'm gonna have to stop my dog from doing something right here. Excuse me.
Patrick, stop it. Knock it off.
All right. Oh my goodness. It's just like, can we go? Can we go? Is it time to go? Where are we gonna go? When are we gonna go?
Oh, this is live radio.
All right. Anyways, so, this is live radio. That's great. So the Triumph Technology Mobile Pack, the MPAC bundle, consists of a Dell Axum. It is a 624 megahertz processor. It's the 51V. It comes bundled with a 2 gig SD memory card, a wireless Bluetooth adapter, rather not a Bluetooth adapter, but a wireless Bluetooth keyboard, of course, MobileSpeak Pocket screen reader, and Microsoft Voice Command. This entire package is available for $1,299, and that's about $100 off of our regular price of $13.99, and that's the show special. Has anybody here ever seen Microsoft Voice Command at work?
Yep.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, for the benefit of those of you who haven't, understand that this is live radio. I'm going to get this device as close to the microphone as I can. And for example, if I want to know what my next appointment is, I can actually just press this little button on the side and say, what is my next appointment? Okay, so it's in 56 minutes that we got the BITS presentation. Well, I'm on Central Time still. So that would be accurate. It tells me where it's being held, what time, of course, it's being held. And I can also ask it, what are my appointments for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no
items. Okay, it looks like I'm bored tomorrow. Actually, we'll be at the booth 59 all day tomorrow. But one of the things that I can also do is I've got this wireless Bluetooth keyboard. I don't have one with me now because whenever I leave the house, I don't necessarily need to use text like calendar appointments and contact information. I can use one of the virtual input methods. For example, the touch virtual keyboard allows me to simply drag my finger along the screen. And when I hear the letter that I would like to drop into the edit field, and that letter goes into the edit field. So I can take, I'm sorry, am I too close to the mic? So I can take short bits of information like contact information, calendar appointments. I can do my own tasks without the use of the wireless keyboard that comes with it. But when I'm ready to roll and take notes, and I want to just use Microsoft Word to do that, or Word Mobile, I'll press this little button on the side, start Word Mobile. Okay, so it goes right into my Word Mobile window. It says Rich Text Editor. I'm ready to type with my wireless keyboard. One of the phenomenal things about Voice Command is the control that you have over MP3 files. So if you like to listen to audiobooks, or MP3, you know, your music library. You can sit on the bus or on your commute or at the airport and press this little button and say, shuffle on. It says shuffle on. And then now I can say, play everything. Okay, and then the next thing you know, Windows Media Player is coming up. Where's the speaker on this little Axum? I don't even know. Anyways, I've got Stevie Wonder playing here, and if I had headphones, I'd hear that in brilliant digital stereo, of course. Now, I've got Stevie here, but what if I want to hear a particular artist? Right now, it's in shuffle mode. If I want to hear, let's say, Ray Charles, for example, I'll press that little button, and I'll say, and this is Ray Charles. And the next thing you know, come on, Ray. Okay. So I turned on my keyboard simulator simply by touching the screen. Okay, so that gives you an idea what we're able to do with Microsoft Voice Command. You can either use it as a, or you can use it on the internet to compose and manage all your email. You can set up as many accounts as you want. And of course it comes Wi-Fi ready, so if you can get on a wireless network, you're good to go. You can browse the internet, you can check your email, you can use it for audiobooks using audible.com. You can play your music library, of course, as I just demonstrated, and Instant Messenger, Amazon Instant Messenger, as well as there are just so many things. You can synchronize your calendar appointments with it. When I'm sitting at my office and I want to, when I'm taking telephone numbers and things like that all day, telephone numbers, setting up calendar appointments, my PDA is sitting in the cradle next to me charging, and it's connected via a USB connection, it's an ActiveSync connection. And as I'm updating things in my calendar on my computer, it's automatically, of course, going over to my PDA. So I'm ready to enter appointments, my contacts, my notes, my internet favorites, my latest emails. I set up a synchronized file folder, so whatever I drop into that folder automatically gets sent over to my PDA, such as Excel spreadsheets and Microsoft Word documents and that type of thing. Okay, so that's one product that we've got over at the Triumph Technology booth to check out. Any questions on the MPAC bundle so far?
Will it play Ogg or Vizphile?
You know, that is a good question that I don't at this moment know the answer to. Does anybody else know? I mean, because it's a
You can get this for Pocket PC, yes.
You can get them for Pocket PC, yes.
Okay. There's a familiar voice at the back of the room.
But
there.
But not in Windows Media Player.
But not in Windows Media Player. And we have one more question, and I'm going to have to let us go.
Okay.
Do you have a tutorial that comes with that?
Is there a tutorial with that?
That's a good question. And actually, there is a tutorial that we've developed ourselves that has all the basic, just basic things that people would want to know about the device. There are 14 modules that cover everything from using Word to pairing your Bluetooth keyboard to going online and checking your email, that sort of thing. Before we come to news, I just want to let you know that Triumph Technology, as of the last month, is the HandyTech connection here in the United States. We just recently signed a contract with HandyTech out of Germany to represent their fine line of Braille displays featuring concave, ergonomically shaped Braille cells, such as we've got devices such as the Braille Eno, the Easy Braille, Braille Star, and the up-and-coming Modular Evolution is pretty featuring active tactile control as well. So,
thank you, Earl.
What
thank
is
you.
Your website, please?
Oh, okay.
The website is www.triumphonic.com. TRIUMPHONIC.com. But if you want to go somewhere that's probably a little bit more memorable, you can also go to www.handytech.us.
Sendero Group is coming up now.
All right, this is very, very nice. As you can probably already tell, I am not Mike May. I'm much shorter. He's much better looking and much younger. So we are Sendero GPS. We make the GPS system for the HumanWare Braille notes, and it will run on all models, all current models of the Braille note, including the classics. We've just released a few months ago version 3.5 that has added a lot of automation and a lot of features that have been requested for dog handlers, for dog users, so that you don't have to keep dancing on the keys and putting in the inputs in for commands and things that you want to know. You can literally create a route, start walking, and it will tell you everything you need to know without touching the keyboard or touching the braille note. If you are a dog handler and only want to hear the points or the information when you stop at an intersection, there's a toggle that you can toggle it on or off, and it will only give you information when you come up to an intersection and stop. So that this was done because we started to find out that there was a lot of problems with people interrupting the dog in the middle of the block and it was really distracting the dog. And so this has been developed so that you can get the information exactly when you need it and as you need it. We increased our point of interest database, which is now close to 15 million points of data, which is a lot. We actually had, when we were working on it, had to restrict our first search. Our initial first search is those of you that use 3 or 3.1. Earlier versions knew that searched out for a mile. We found that it was so saturated that we finally had to go back to a quarter of a mile, because it's not unusual at all to be standing and come up with over 1,000 points of interest within a quarter mile sweep. Running on the new M-Power, it runs extremely fast. We've also added a lot of nice new features like automatic route creation, so that if you get off route, it will recreate a route and start walking you or driving, giving you driving instructions. Almost, it's speed sensitive and it's triggered as you get off route. We also have a wrong way. If you create a route, turn around and head the wrong way, you'll get 50 feet, you'll get a unique sound, and it will politely remind you to do a 180. You're heading in the wrong direction. We've added a lot. We're in booth 14. We've added a lot of new functionality that if you've seen Sendero GPS in the past, stop by and take a look. It's pretty spectacular. We also have a number of other products. We have the Tissot vibrating watch, which is pretty spectacular. It really makes the time your own. You're not hearing an audible prompt, or you're not replacing your braille watch. If you're tactically challenged like I am, you're not replacing your braille watch, because I've mashed it about every 6 months. We have that. We have the new ID Mate, which is much, much smaller, a much larger database. The ID Mate is a barcode reader, and you can take it into a grocery store, walk along, work on boxes and cans and things like that right in the aisles, or anything that's like CDs. You can go through your CD collection. It will tell you not only the CD and the artist, but every track on the CD, so that's pretty spectacular. We have the mini guide, which is a orientation tool that vibrates, that is an ultrasonic scanner that is will read glass, so that if you're walking up to a glass door, it will see it. It won't put you shockingly into it. So any questions? I'll let you get out of here.
I'll take two questions.
Okay.
I'm reaching out, Frank. Sorry about that. I just had a replacement for my PK. My wife might be in the room. She might have already gotten the answer to this, but from the booth. But I had a replacement for my PK, and it has a new serial number, and it was okay. It was installed with the GPS already in it, but I'm concerned about what would happen if I needed to reinstall that software.
All right. Did you get a program with it, with an EFC file, with the current?
It's on the machine. It's not on a. It's not on a flash card, but it is installed. On the
it's installed. Yeah.
Yep.
We can get that.
Okay. That's
one other thing that just reminded me. All of our maps are now downloadable from our website.
That's really cool.
Right. And we are working on being able to do that also with program updates, so that if you're a Sendero customer, you log into your own page, it will show you the maps. Say you travel a lot, you not only have the U.S. maps, but the U.K. maps and Canadian maps. You can go in, they're all there, and you can immediately download them, so you don't have to take up half of your hard drive for map files.
And the last question is?
Frank.
Okay, here we go.
Hello. Could you tell us some of the current similarities and differences between this BrailleNote GPS as well as the Trekker, and whether those product lines are kind of moving together or whether the interfaces will continue to be different?
That's a really good question, and one we're asked a lot. I personally really like Trekker as a standalone device. If you want something that pretty much is start it, forget it, and you want pretty much GPS, routine GPS information, it's a great tool. It's the least expensive of the three competitors on the market. And it is somewhat limited. We our route following, our ability to be able to create followed routes is a lot more robust. And also, you can, with the new version now, you can load all of the U.S. maps. So if you wanted to create a route from Jacksonville, Florida to Seattle, Washington, you can do that. The Trekker, I think in the new release, if I understand it correctly, and I may be wrong, but if I understand it, they're regionalizing their maps, so you will have four regions of maps, so that when you load, you will have that region loaded, but you can't. Like if you were trying to create a route across two regions, you'd have to create to the end of the limit of the one region and then start another route and go and continue on from there. I don't think you can create a route across regions right now.
Well, thank you very much.
If you have a Braille note, you've got two-thirds of the package, which is, you know, the advantage, one of the advantages to the Sendero GPS, but if you want a standalone unit, the Trekker is a really nice unit. I love it.
All right. Thank you very much for
thank
coming.
Thank you very much.
We are, Frank, we are at the end, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, that was a good, day's work, I think, by everybody. Everybody deserves a hand, but not the least of which is Frank Welty for putting all this together.
Yay, Frank!
Frank!
Well, I would like to thank everybody for coming, and we didn't have a formal meeting, so I guess we're not adjourned, but see those of you who can make it tomorrow.
It's 4:40 p.m. for folks' information. Eastern time here in Jacksonville, Florida.
What room they want to know, John? Cell phone.
Cell
phone
panel.
Let me. 59, yes, thank you.
What time?
Yeah,
third floor of the Hyatt.
What time? Read your program.
And I am going to be wrong.
All right, Frank's going to.